I think I first saw A Nightmare on Elm Street when my brother brought a copy home from a video shop one Saturday night. If you don't know what a video shop is, ask your parents. And being a mature, responsible 9-year-old that I was, decided I was old enough to see it. Now, the thing is, I'd seen the video cover before, and it doesn't give any hint away on the front of it who Freddy is. You just called A Nightmare on Elm Street, so you don't really think too much about it. So you start watching it, and you think, oh, what's this about altogether? And then all of a sudden, you find out who Freddy is. Suddenly an entire generation is scared to go to sleep. One of the good things about this film, one of the many good things, actually, about this film, is that it cuts straight to some of the major plot points. You find out here that things that happen in a dream can be brought into the real world, something that's going to play a major part later on. Now, this here, for an indie film, is actually quite clever. This is a computer-operated camera that runs at two different speeds. It starts there, running at slow speed to film this girl skipping, and then we come right up to regular speed for the car pulling up, which is pretty clever, even by today's standards. Now, up until this point, you think Tina's going to be the heroine of the film. You know, what does Freddy want with her? Well, the fact of the matter is, he's just playing games. Now, to a lot of people, this introduced them to Freddy Krueger. To me, this introduced me to Robert Englund, because I just think the guy is fantastic. I was lucky enough to meet him at a comic fair a while back, about 2 or 3 years ago now, and he's just such a nice guy. Now, that there is probably something you wouldn't get away with these days, because they hooked a car battery up to the glove and ran the glove along a metallic surface so it sparked. I doubt you get away with that with health and safety these days. Same as the boiler room at the beginning. If you're to believe Wes Craven's commentary, that was an asbestos-riddled factory in Detroit. Now, this here is probably one of the most gruesome murder scenes in the whole series, as far as the original series are concerned. Sadly, this is actually cut by the MPAA. There's supposed to be a big splash of blood when Tina hits the bed in a moment. That's why Rod gets hit in the face by blood. On the original UK VHS, and I think the US Laserdisc, it was actually the unrated version there. There should actually be a splash of blood there. But sadly, every DVD release of it has been the MPAA-approved R-rated copy. Now, one thing that a lot of these films don't do is involve the police. This film not only involves the police, but the guy in charge is, in fact, Nancy's father. So that kind of adds a nice little twist to it, because films like Friday the 13th and Evil Dead and things like that didn't really bother with the police. It was just all or nothing. Now, this here is actually, again, another clever plot point, because Rod is supposed to have killed Tina, and Freddy is now making it look like not only did he kill her, but he's now about to commit suicide, kill himself, open and shut case, Freddy gets to carry on. So it's actually quite a clever way of doing it. Not a lot of films put this much thought into the story, which is why I think this film appealed to so many people, because it's kind of a murder mystery up until this point. So the rest of the film carries on. Nancy sort of meets Freddy a few more times and discovers a few more things about his past, and mainly that she can do things in her dream and they transpire into reality. As you find out here, she burns her arm on the pipe and wakes up in class with the burn mark on her arm. Now, this is a scene that was put into the remake, which I thought was just pointless, which is why I haven't included the wall scene on this set of clips here, which is why I haven't included the wall scene on any of this, because I'll just talk for hours about how bad that looked in the remake. So, and here we go, of course, with probably the best death, with the exception of maybe Philip, the arterial puppet in the third movie. This is probably the best death in the series. And on the Blu-ray now, I think this is actually longer, because, again, this scene was cut by the MPAA. It was available uncut in the UK on the old VHS copy. But this was actually cut by the MPAA by about 8 seconds, I think, originally. But it seems to be a lot longer here than it was on the box set of the first one, when New Line put the box set out. And I think the Infinifilm one is shorter as well. So we get to the end of the film, and Nancy pulls Freddy into the real world and goes through all manner of booby traps, which I think Wes Craven's got a little bit of a love for, because he uses things like this in a lot of his films. And oh, there we go. And now here's the famous scene where you can see the mattress